Monday morning, it's so old time. Oh,
dreams. It is our dream to be here. Thank you so much for coming. That being said, I want you to get this party started.
Fleetwood Mac is a band that as I'm sure most of you know, has had a pretty complicated emotional history. It's actually worked in our favor, I think, in the long run. It has not always been easy, but it has worked in our favor. One of the ways we deal with this is we take breaks. Sometimes we take long breaks. But every time we come together, it's different. Every time we come together, it feels like there's a sense of forward motion. So when we got together this time to rehearse, we said to each other, now let's just go out there this time and have fun. And because there is no new album to promote yet, we love you guys too. Been a long time. But since there is no new album to promote, we said to ourselves, let's just go out and do the songs that we all love a lot, and hopefully that is what you love too. So we are most pleased to be here tonight. We are most pleased to see all of you here. Hope you have a great time.
Everything is all right.
In 1965, my family was transferred from Los Angeles up to San Francisco. I was a senior in high school. I was in the 12th grade. Lindsay was a junior. He was in the 11th grade. I met him one day, and then I never saw him again for 2 years. He, by then, had formed a band, and they'd been playing for quite a long time, and they called and asked me if I wanted to join their band. And I said, what kind of band is it? And they said, it's a really hard rock and roll band. I'm like, I think I could be them. So my life changed that day. I was thrown into this really great band that had been, as I said, playing for quite a while, and they were great. And we started playing very big shows where we opened, like we would open up for a show like this, except there would be like 8 acts. And we would be first. The perk to that was that we got to stand on the side of the stage and watch. We opened for every great band, for all the great European bands, for all the great American bands, for Jimi Hendrix, for Janis Joplin. I can never remember when I try to tell the story, but all of them. And that's where Lindsay and I really learned our trade, so that when we joined Fleetwood Mac, we could walk on their stage and be fairly confident, because we had played for 3 years in a band that wasn't as good, but nevertheless, we were out there. So 10 years later, when I looked back on this amazing 3 years, I wrote this next song, and it is my memory of that time. So I'm back to the Velvet Underground, San Francisco, back to the floor that I loved, Lindsay's in my little house, back to a room with some paper flowers and roses, our bedroom, back to the gypsies that we were.
It was a lie. So I come.
we'll get there. This next song, though, is really stands out in my memory, as much memory as there is left. It's a little spotty, you know. But this was the first song that we recorded for the Rumors album. And, you know, the thing about that album, to me, and I think that makes it what it was that we were all going through personal difficulties during that time, during the making of the album. And I think as individuals, we had to reconcile a great many emotional opposites in order to get through the process of making that album. This song has a share of those. It is really at its base kind of a sad song, but I think on top of that, there is humor, there is optimism, and probably a good dose of aggression. This is called Secondhand News. Thank you.
Why don't you tell me the name is on the floor? Thank you.
It is nice to be back. It's been too long. This next song is really very important to me for a couple of reasons. One reason that it's significant, I guess, is that even though it started off as an ensemble piece, it was played by the whole band, and it was really, what was it? I guess it was the first single for an album called Tango in the Night. It eventually, though, made its way to the stage as a single guitar and voice piece. And I think the transition, that kind of became a foundation for a different approach that I've been pursuing quite a bit since then. So that's one reason it's important. I think maybe another reason, which is even more significant, is that if you look at the lyrics of this song when it was written, and this was back in, this was written back in 1987, it pretty accurately described the person that I was at that time, and that description in years passing has become just an echo. And so I guess where this was once a kind of a contemplation on alienation, it has now become a kind of a contemplation on the importance and the power of change.
Still.
because we hadn't been to Paris in, I think, probably almost 20 years, maybe more. I think we were very drunk when we were here the last time, and we don't really quite remember. But we weren't sure whether we were going to be able to come here or not. And I said to Lindsay, and Lindsay will tell you that this is true, I said, I'm going to Paris to sing if I have to go by myself and stand on a street corner. I am going to sing in Paris. And he, being his very lovely self, said, okay, we'll go to Paris. So knowing that, I would like to dedicate this whole show and just our whole presence here in your beautiful city to you for being truly the city of my dreams. And thank you so much for having us here. This next song is called Landslide, and it is for you.
Thank you.
to rehearsal for this tour this year. It was January 5th, Los Angeles, California. We decided that we wanted to do a song that we had never done on stage before. So we went back through all our music, put all of our records out on the floor, and decided on this next song. It is a song about stormy people in stormy relationships in a dark, stormy time, but a very dreamy time. It is called I Have Always Been a Storm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So much. It's been way too long since we played, not only in Paris but in France. So I dread to think how long it is. But you are making us feel so extremely welcome. Thank you so much. Mac, we'd like to take this opportunity to have you make some lads and lasses feel very welcome up here on stage with us, Fleetwood Mac. Let's hear it on background vocals, Miss Laurie Nix! Early, Miss Jenna Anderson!
And Miss Sharon Solano.
From England, a dear friend of all of us in Fleetwood Mac, on guitar and vocals, Mr. Neil Haywood. On too many keyboards to remember, but there's a wall of keyboards and a hell of a lot going on over there. Guitar as well. On guitar, keyboards, and vocals, our dear friend, Mr. Brett Otago! I think for all four of us here on stage, but certainly for myself right now, it is indeed an honor to be back on stage with three people that I love and adore, known as Fleetwood Mac. guitar and vocals, our mentor in the studio, our maestro on stage, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham! Stage tonight as well. Our lady of Fleetwood Mac, our poet, our first lady, Miss Stephanie Nix. Side, keeping me right in place, keeping me right in the section, the rhythm section of Fleetwood Mac. Our bass player, the backbone of Fleetwood Mac, Mr. John McVie!
So we'll fix it. Hang on. Thank you.